opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Wellgate Wellness. I'm your host, Rich Novelli, founder and president of Wellgate Sports Club. We've been doing this show for a little over 6 months now with the express purpose of providing educational programming to the residents of the North State. And you know, we've received some wonderful feedback and thanks from our growing base of listeners. But we keep getting requests to talk a little bit more about Wellgate and what makes us different. And I'm, you know, as hesitant as I am to use this platform to promote the club, I will begin today's show with a brief description of the value proposition of the club. So, you know, we like to describe Wellgate Sports Club as more than a gym. It's a lifestyle brand that encourages healthy and inspired living specifically for the mature and professional residents of Reading. We offer a premium member experience, including a relationship-based culture and a commitment to a comprehensive wellness approach that offers Wellgate as their third place. We believe that self-care is the best form of health care, delivered through our four pillars of fitness, nutrition, mindset, and community service. We promise an extraordinary, warm, and inviting atmosphere, a culture that fosters and encourages complete wellness. And of all the, we have all the tools, equipment, and training you need to see really incredible results. So either from a comfortable, relaxing environment, resort-like amenities, our exclusive saltwater swimming pool, free workshops and lifestyle seminars to social events and more, we like to think that Wellgate brings you the best of all worlds and has something to offer everyone. So there's my little pitch for you today, and I'm not going to do that again for a while. So anyway, good morning, and we are going to continue on this theme of total health as we have done over the last 6 months. And today we're privileged to have Allie Evers, the owner and founder of Boheme Salon and Boheme Spa, that's here to join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you again. I see you every day, but it's good to see you.
Thank you.
In our first two segments, Allie will be elaborating on the physical and psychological benefits of her services and tell us a little bit more about the history of spa and a little bit more about the services and how they all fit into a total wellness kind of lifestyle. Also joining us today is, in a third segment, will be Kathleen Cowling, who is an aquatic fitness and therapy specialist. Essentially, she's a personal trainer for the water, who does some very cool things for those who want an exercise experience but without the impact of traditional weight. So she'll be coming on with us on the third segment. So as I always like to do to start with our guests who we're so happy to have and privileged to have with us, I want to start this off, Allie, by asking you to tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into this industry and kind of a little bit more about Allie Evers?
Thanks, Rich. I got into this industry. I've been in the spa industry for about 20 years. I am the owner of Boheme Salon and Boheme Spa, and I'm also an esthetician by trade. So I'm a skincare specialist by trade. And I, like I said, have been in the industry for about 20 years. I've really seen the spa industry grow, change. I've had the honor of working for Aveda, the product line that we do carry and proudly represent at Boheme Salon and Boheme Spa. I've worked for them for about 20 years in total. I was a corporate employee for them for a while, helping to open spa business all over the country. Their Aveda Institutes are their schools of training all over the country. And about 7 years ago, opened Boheme Salon and Spa at the time in Reading, and now have split the two locations, proudly split the two locations, in November. So we currently have Boheme Salon on Dana Drive and Boheme Spa, wonderfully located inside Wellgate Sports Club.
Well, I was going to ask you, so you really made this move because you just have outgrown your space.
On Dana Drive?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. We are focused now on the Dana Drive location being our salon and really representing what we want to represent with Aveda and with the mission of Boheme at that location. And we decided to split the two because of growth and also the amazing opportunity that we were given to partner with Wellgate and to be part of that community and part of that growth process. And it's been fantastic to move our spa and provide a better level of service, what we've always wanted to do.
Well, it's been a great marriage so far for us as well. I mean, we couldn't have asked for a better partner and a better fit into this overall comprehensive approach that we have for wellness. And again, with the premium brand that we're trying to build, Boheme Spa has just really fit in very nicely. So we are very privileged to have you. But kind of keying on that word, I guess I would like to start off with you know, the word spa. You know, what does that mean? Are there different kinds of spas? How is all that defined, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Spa is kind of the general term. There are many different options for spas, and that's truly a beautiful part of this industry. For example, a couple of the different types are, there's certainly medical spa, and that is where you're going to be receiving treatments that are definitely more integrated. They're more about the overall anti-aging. They're going to be things that are a little bit more aggressive in approach for changing appearance of the skin, changing appearance of, you know, body, things like that. There's destination spa or luxury spas, and those are by all means a wonderful part of it. So think about being on vacation, you know, really indulging in a great stress reduction and a great beautiful experience overall, something that creates truly a memory. A lot of times destination or wellness kind of luxury spas are going to be focused on what's local ingredients, local treatments, really getting you the flair of where you are. And then the third, and really my area of expertise that I'm really proud to say that I'm involved in, is really more of the wellness spa approach. And that is about integrating the services of spa, the philosophy of spa, the wellness benefits of spa into your daily life. And so this is where, you know, you're going to start to see spa being part of your regular routine, much like what exercise is part of your regular routine, or, you know, bringing that approach into your life, that it's something you're going to see yourself doing daily or weekly to really bring about a healthier approach to life in general.
So a wellness spa is rejuvenating, there's stress reduction. What kind of services do you offer currently at Boheme Spa?
Well, we offer a full range of spa services, including massage, facials, waxing, manicures, pedicures, makeup services as well. Think about those things as being both, you know, internal rejuvenation and external rejuvenation, because that goes hand in hand for wellness.
Mm-hmm. So as a guy, I mean, I see the benefits of massage. Are there other treatments that would benefit men besides massage?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have several facial treatments that are wonderful for men. Men are becoming as concerned about anti-aging and the appearance of their skin as women are, because the same things that create aging in the skin with women are the same things that create aging in the skin with men. Mm. And we're in a great culture, you know, right, wanting to look young, right, wanting to be healthier. You know, you hear all the time that 50 and 60 is now the new 30. So facial services for sure. Pedicure services, manicure services, as, you know, men see themselves, well, as always in more of the professional realm, those things do become more and more important. So there's a whole range of services that are great for men as well.
Interesting. So does that mean that dead's going to be the new 70 at some point?
I hope so.
The number keeps going up. I mean, it's like 60 is the new 30 at some point.
Absolutely.
It's like going to be 70 the new infant. I don't know
I
how
think
that
so.
Works
my,
anymore.
My goal is to be at least 120.
I guess, yeah. And if you could look good doing
totally.
It, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I digress. So talk a little bit about how, you know, these services really enhance your well-being and lifestyle. I mean, we, you know, as we mentioned in the intro, there's a physical benefit as well as a psychological benefit. I think most people would probably say, okay, psychologically, man, I feel like $1 million when mm-hmm. I come out of your spa. But are there actual physical benefits to the treatments that you offer?
Absolutely. I want to take a moment just to kind of, you know, back up that a little bit and say that when you think about spa, you know, I'm not saying that you have to come in for a service every single day, you know, and be in my environment and be in a spa environment every single day to build in this component of wellness. It's about taking what you experience at the spa and also working it into your daily life. So, you know, one of the things that we very well know and is studied all the time and that I have studied a lot in this process of being in the spa industry is really the effect of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect of stress, you know, not only psychologically on what it does to the mind, you know, in it's also something that really physically affects the body. And that's where I think spa kind of starts to come in. We know that stress does a lot to the mind with anxiety, depression, nervousness, creates lack of focus, you know, irritability, but it goes far beyond that to a physiological realm. And you start to see major physical disease that started to be created from stress in the body. And it's known that it's one of the major factors to aging of the body, aging of the skin, all of that. And it creates a lot of inflammation in the body, which is a whole different ballgame, you know, really creates more disease to the body.
Right.
So there's a huge physiological effect that can happen from spa services as well. Not only just in the component of the relaxation, you know, giving yourself that moment to breathe, giving yourself that moment to be with yourself and be in a relaxing environment, but it's also about creating change through the services that you are receiving, you know, and helping reduce that inflammation on both a physical level and an internal level.
Right. Now there are two kinds of stresses here, though, right? So we I think we need to differentiate between, you know, the internal stress that life kind of presents to us,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be tough day at work, tough day at home, whatever it might be. There are those emotional stresses. But there are also physical stresses, the environment, you know, our eating habits and those kind of things that provide additional stresses to the body, excessive sun exposure, smoking, you know, those kind of things. So these treatments can also somewhat address those.
Absolutely. There's, like I said, you know, stress kind of does, you're very correct in saying, it kind of has different effects, and there are different stresses, but all in all, they affect the body both on that physical level and on that mental level. And so coming in and receiving those services, you know, again, giving yourself that moment to relax and kind of calm, reducing some of that inflammation in the body, beginning that process, even though there are different types of stress, they do somewhat affect the body in the same way.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're talking a lot of that internal inflammation. There's a whole study around what they call the stress cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it begins with whatever that stressor is that's happening in your life. And that stressor sends a cascade of different types of hormones that affect the body. And those hormones ultimately affect the body both internal by increasing that inflammation to the body, which then affects the organs of the body, you know, and just from a physical standpoint, the skin is the largest organ of the body. So it really works as ultimately the last sort of organ of elimination. And when things get stuck, like toxins build up in the body, you know, that stress can compile and compact that even more.
Right.
And so ultimately, if it's not being addressed internally, it will show itself physically. And that's where some of these treatments can come into play to really begin that detoxification process and that reduction of inflammation to help make those physical changes.
And what's interesting is the direct correlation is that when you exercise, you do create stresses on the body. Now, it's healthy stress,
yep.
And in many ways, you are stressing muscle tissue, bones, you know, the tendons. These are things that as you're exercising, you're getting tired, and so those stresses and the toxins that build up, lactic acid and things as a byproduct of exercise, you know, to be able to wash those away so that you not only get the benefits of exercise, but you feel good the next day.
Absolutely.
Would seem to be another.
Yeah, and massage is a great example of that. You know, you're talking about the buildup of lactic acid. That builds a lot of soreness to the body, things like that. Massage is a great way to work through some of that lactic acid buildup, moving the tissue further to get that to where it needs to go to release itself from the body. So another great option, you know, another great way treatments come in handy is to really be able to help reduce some of that. And stress is, it's a good and bad thing. It obviously has different effects on the body, and, you know, stress is never going to go away.
Right.
But it's how it's being dealt with and the, right, the other side of it that
how
makes
you're,
the
how you're managing
difference.
It. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. All right. So we're going to take a quick break here. This is flown by as usual. When we return, we'll continue on this topic. You are listening to Wellgate Wellness. My name is Rich Novelli, and we will be back after a few messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
21 counties declared for the state of Jefferson, and still we remain ignored by our occupiers in Sacramento. Little do they realize all they've accomplished is making us stronger. Come find out how. Shasta County Town Hall, Saturday, April 2nd at 4 p.m. The Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive. Come hear Mark Baird speak on representation, accountability, constitutional principles. What they said could not be done is being done.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Bibles, books, and more, where you can find a selection of Bibles in many translations, wonderful Bible stories, and Bibles for children, plus commentaries, concordances, Bible references, and in-house printing available. Looking for a devotional journal? Come and see their beautiful selection. Also, Bibles, books, and more carries local authors' books, church supplies, cards for every occasion, and inspirational gifts. Bibles, books, and more in their new location, 1814 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center, Reading. Phone 530-222-2944. 222-2944.
Bibles, books, and more. The good book.
Good book store.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
You talk about putting the extreme in extreme sports. April 15th 16th and 17th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PRCA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse. And I guarantee you, that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America to ride the rankest stock anywhere. For 95 years, this has been one of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country. Friday night is Tri-Counties Bank and Food Max Family Night. Saturday is sponsored by Wells Fargo Bank and Yeti Coolers. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital in Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. Get your tickets now at redbuff.com. And hey, Saturday night after the rodeo, don't miss Exile. Brought to you by Diamond Dust. Oh yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
All right, we're back. We are talking to Allie Evers, who is the founder and owner of Boheme Spa and Boheme Salon. Boheme Salon is located here on Dana Drive in Reading, and Allie has had that business for the last 7 years, and now she has expanded into Wellgate Sports Club, where she's got about 2,500 square feet of spa that she's laid out since November. And opened the Boheme Salon. Oh, I'm sorry, the Boheme Spa. I always get those two mixed up. Sorry. So we were talking about stress, and I just made a note here during the break how, you know, really in many ways, you and your staff are stress experts. You have to, you know, and it's not just the treatments per se, but a manicure pedicure could be a stress treatment as well. I would imagine, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned, you know, not necessarily, although it's probably be great for your business if people were coming in every single day, but probably a little bit out of the realm of everyone's lifestyle. Talk a little bit about ways to create effects of a spa in your daily life.
Sure. So one of the things that is the biggest stress reducer and that we try to really work into both locations, both the salon and both the spa, is the fact that one of the easiest ways to beginning, you know, to think about the reduction of stress in your daily life is to focus on the five senses of the body and starting to make changes really in those five senses of the body. So when you come into a spa, you even come into our salon, things that we start to do right away are to address those senses of the sense of sight, the sense of sound, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, and the sense of touch. And those things really, like I said, start to begin that stress reduction. And so when you come into a spa environment, you know, we try really hard to have an aroma that's really pleasing. And we get compliments all the time, and I hear it in the gym all the time about how good it smells as people are walking through the door. Also the sense of sight, making sure that it's calm, it's relaxing, the sense of taste. So oftentimes we'll have a little bit of chocolate. We offer a beautiful tea called the Aveda Comforting Tea that you get to experience either hot or cold as part of your ritual coming in. And it is an organic peppermint and licorice root, so it really does a great job at helping the digestive system at the same time as tasting really good.
Interesting. I did not know chocolates were included.
Yeah, they are.
I will have to stop by more often.
Perfect.
Clearly did not. You're hiding those someplace.
We do. We hide them back in the guest suite.
Okay. I'll keep that from the staff, but clearly I need to visit you more often.
Fabulous. And so really throughout the experience, we try to hit all five of those senses. And it's the same at our salon as well. That's been always a really integral part of Aveda and part of Boheme. And, you know, think about those things in your life as well. Coming home at the end of the day, you know, running a bath, having a nice warm experience, a candle, something beautiful as an aroma, it starts to hit all of those senses. And that's really the easiest way to kind of start thinking about stress reduction. And it's so basic. We forget about the five senses, but it makes such a difference to really focus on those as an integral part of building wellness into your life.
That's really interesting. I never really thought of it that way, that you kind of create this environment where, you know, purposeful in the way that you've created the environment. Now, you carry Aveda products.
Yes.
Why Aveda?
Oh, I've been with Aveda for, like I said, about 20 years. I would have never opened Boheme Salon or Spa if it wasn't for the partnership that I have with Aveda. I began with them at a really young age, and I think it just worked into a lifestyle of really seeing how important nature is as well to wellness. You know, thinking about those five senses and really building in stress reduction. Sometimes one of the things that can stress the body out most is unnatural ingredients or synthetic ingredients or chemical-based ingredients. And I think that's becoming more and more aware or apparent as time goes on to how much chemicals affect the body and disrupt the energy flow of the body, the, you know, hormone flow of the body. There's so much study around plastics and ingredients like that and just bad things that are leaching into the system. And Aveda is very natural, on average about 97% naturally derived, about 85 to 90% organic in ingredients. Mm. They're very cautious about ingredients, sourcing of ingredients, really making sure that they're doing a beautiful job of knowing where things are coming from. They also, it's not just about the basic of basic ingredients being natural. It's about making sure that every aroma in that product is coming from a pure plant substance. And so we know how important that is. And the whole idea around green and natural is so popular, but they've been doing it so right for so long. And it's just really been something I've felt incredibly passionate about in my experience of working with Aveda at more of a corporate level and more of a research and development level. I just found that my love for the products became stronger and stronger.
Interesting. This is so foreign to me. I know when people come into the club and ask about the spa, they are so impressed that you've got these Aveda products, and it seems to elevate your brand, you know, beyond most. So I'm learning as I'm going, but it does seem fascinating. So can we talk about massage for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So as an athlete, I grew up kind of trained, if you will, as to the benefits of massage, that after exercise, after events, especially during competition, that massage really provides some physiological therapeutic benefits. Can you expand on that? What is the benefit of massage? Where did that come from? Why is it so popular?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think back, and this goes back to, again, talking about the five senses, the sense of touch is probably our most absolutely important sense on so many different levels. Touch is sort of the first form of language, you know, first form of connection to another person, first form of connection to ourselves from birth on. And you're right, you're very right. It's incredibly important to have massage, both on that kind of psychological level and physiological level. And we offer different types of massage, I think, when it comes to therapeutic and it comes to integrating it with sports and integrating it into your wellness. You know, people often think if they're an athlete that they immediately need like a deep tissue massage, and that's not necessarily the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our massage team and what they kind of work with is really beginning the process through a brief consultation to determine what the needs are of your body that day. You know, so they can integrate in some deep tissue work, they can integrate in some, you know, lighter tissue work, sort of just to really balance what you're needing that day. And I really believe that's how a massage should be.
Mm-hmm.
It's about making that connection and tuning into what the needs are of the body that day. There shouldn't be sort of a cookie cutter approach to massage.
Harder is not necessarily better.
No, it's really not. And I think that that's sort of a misconception that's out there, that I need deep tissue, I need this hard, firm, you know, I need to go deep. And that's not necessarily what's always going to be best for the body, especially when you're talking about stress reduction and you're talking about the balance of therapy and you're talking about really reducing inflammation in the body. There's so many different approaches that are so important to doing that. And that's where that integration of what's needed that day is really what is most important when it comes to massage.
Wow. What's on the horizon for
sure.
for this industry? What do you see out there that's new and different, or maybe just that that Boheme is going to be incorporating?
Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit about kind of what some of our goals are down the line. We just introduced in February for Valentine's Day, of all things. We opened our couples massage room, and we now have a couples lounge, couples massage room, so that's something new for us we've never been able to offer before. And the reception around that has been wonderful. Talk about connection.
Right, right.
And so that's been great. Down the line, we have been in some great talks about offering some new options for body exfoliation treatments. We've actually been talking about some new massage treatments that involve more on a detoxification level, using different aromas, different essential oils, different techniques for more of a physical detoxification. So those are a few things down the line. We're in constant goal for improvement. You know, we want to serve our guests coming through our door better and better every single day. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it's always thinking about how to make the environment better, how to make our services better, how to connect more with the guests that are coming through our door.
Well, I know that you've got a constant stream of people coming through the door, and it's something we love to see because, you know, clearly it does reinforce the connection between this comprehensive wellness approach. And one of the things that you and I talked about very early in this partnership that we formed was building something unique to Reading, and really in some ways unique to the fitness industry, and that is this Rejuvenate membership that we offer. And, you know, I remember the conversation, you brought it up, and we were both instantly, the light bulb went off, and we said we have to offer something, you know, a membership that incorporates both services. So we've had Rejuvenate now since you started in November, or actually
December. Yep.
And it's been wildly popular. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, again, both for individuals and for couples. And maybe you can explain the essence of how that connection, that it works for Boheme in relation to the club.
Sure. So the Rejuvenate membership, as part of an individual's membership at Wellgate, they are able to receive two services a month at Boheme. And those services, there's a whole range of services that are included as part of the Rejuvenate membership. And the whole goal around it and the beauty of the partnership with Rejuvenate is really to begin incorporating in that wellness, mm-hmm. and incorporating in that understanding of how important that is to what you're doing for yourself. And it's really been an honor, and it's been a pleasure to start to see those people come through the door and really see that wellness integrated into their life, mm-hmm. you know, along with what they're doing at Wellgate and just the overall approach to the wellness factor.
It's really been very satisfying for us as well, because part of our goals in terms of building this community of wellness is to have people see Wellgate as their third place. You've got home, you've got work, and then you've got Wellgate. And to have them do more than just pop in for a workout and leave, or pop in for a class and go back to work. And what we're seeing as a result of, you know, the partnership with your business, with Boheme, is that people are hanging out more.
Absolutely.
And they're coming in, they're going to class, or they're working out, and then they'll go in as a couple or individual, and they'll get some form of treatment, and they're just hanging out at the club, which we love to see, and the relationships that flow out of that, and more of the social activities that flow out of that. So, you know, that's been, I think, a real positive byproduct.
Absolutely.
Of this relationship that we're building.
Yeah, it's great. We get a lot of people that will come in and they'll say, I want to schedule this after, you know, my PIO class, and I'm coming in for yoga, and I'm going to come in to see you right after. And they really begin to plan their time of integrating that workout, that wellness. And it's really a joy to see it, and they're really excited.
Well, they are. And, you know, when we start adding more of the social events that we've got planned for the club as well, and you know, you and I have talked about how we're going to integrate some of your services and offerings into that as well. I just see the sky as the limit, and again, it's just been, you know, really an honor for us to have you as part of this this project that we're calling Wellgate Sports Club. So at the end of the day, what do you see next? Is there something that you're looking at, you know, launching here soon, or do you see more Bohemes in the area in the future?
Well,
I know, just kind of early, right?
You guys get this early. Yeah, a little early. You know, it's really been an amazing experience to now have both. I'm having to really incorporate my own wellness into the stress factor
of
now owning two small businesses and really being able to look at practicing what I preach around making sure that that wellness is happening in my life as well. You know, again, I think ultimately it's just about every day living better. It's about looking at both locations and just striving to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our guests, as different as they are at both locations, in the best way we possibly can.
Well, there certainly is a real personal connection, and you have been a great addition to the club. Certainly your staff builds these relationships that go far beyond just delivering the services. That's really exciting to see. And we couldn't be more thrilled about where this is going to go. Certainly the members are loving this. So, folks, if you haven't had a chance, and again, membership is not required in order to take advantage of the Boheme Spa, I would really encourage you all to get out and come and visit Allie and her wonderful team at Wellgate Sports Club. They're located at 1740 Eureka Way, right on the corner of Court and Eureka. Plenty of parking there. But come in and say hello and investigate what they have to offer. I'm sure they'd be more than happy to give you a tour and explain to you what the services are all about. So thanks for being with us today, Allie. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll be back right after these messages.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, grocery, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The Ethanol Free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in, for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flot Line, F-L-O-T, Flot Line. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flot Line with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
All right, welcome back. We are on our last leg here, our third segment, and we are thrilled to have Kathleen Calling with us today. She is an aquatics fitness and therapy specialist, essentially, as I mentioned earlier, a personal trainer in the water, who comes to us at Wellgate with just a plethora of background, and really excited to have her join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I just saw you at the club a little while ago,
yeah.
So very good to see you again. You know, when Kathleen joined Wellgate, we really didn't know that we had this tiger by the tail. You know, we obviously have this kind of exclusive saltwater indoor swimming pool, which we tout in around the county, but you brought a very unique set of expertise and skill set that I haven't seen in my 30 years in the fitness business. And so maybe we can start off by, again, introducing you to the audience. Tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and then we can go into a little bit more about what you do.
Okay, great. Well, I've been working in the aquatic fitness industry for almost 20 years and then saw that there was so much healing and potential for a different kind of exercise and relief for people, especially in the water. So what became my passion was people coming to me on land and saying, I can't do that anymore. That hurts my knee. That hurts my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And my passion was trying to find a way to modify things so everybody gets a chance at what they want to do with their bodies. And so the water gives us that extra element that allows those modifications to take place to the point where you can be completely gravity free. So for, you know, bad knees, bad backs, hips, shoulders, spinal injuries, it makes sense to go to the water. It just takes away that struggle with gravity on land so people can really progress.
The magic of this modality is that a lot of people that we come in contact with have literally said, I'm out of options.
Right.
I can't do weight training. I can't walk on the treadmill. I can't get outside. It's either due to arthritis or the joint pain that comes with that. Sometimes it's age-related. Sometimes it's injury-related.
Mm-hmm.
But this has opened the door for people. And it gets us in the industry excited because what you bring, and you've brought some of your little toys here. I won't call them toys. I call them the conquistador helmets because that's what they look like to me.
Some people call them torture.
Right. But it's part of it. Yeah, a lot of people call them torture. But you have really opened the door for people that thought they couldn't exercise anymore to the degree that you really can make a wholesale change to the body.
Exactly. I'm actually working with clients as we speak that have actually run the course with their physical therapist. They've actually been told there's nothing more we can do for you.
Wow.
And that, to me, it breaks my heart, you know, because, again, there's that passion where I want to make sure these people have a fair shake at getting, you know, rid of their pain, increasing their quality of life, increasing range of motion, flexibility.
So I know as a part of our general process of introduction into the water, you go through a fitness assessment, an actual assessment with people in the water to determine their dysfunctions, their limitations, if you will. And then you really talk to them about how to develop a customized program for them.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
The way that works is, thanks for bringing that up. That is an absolutely personalized program that we come up with, because one of the things that you mentioned is what we discover in that fitness assessment is that the water basically throws everything off balance, and we need muscle balance to actually perform well in the water. So instantly we can see which side is dominant, which one's overtaking the show, which one's not getting the use it needs, and we can narrow it down. And a lot of times people come in and say, well, it's my sciatica. That's what's bothering me. Okay, well, let's just leave that alone for a second and find out what else is going on.
Right.
And a lot of times it's the front of the hips or inner thighs or something else going on. And pretty soon when we leave the sciatica alone and let it just have a break, it comes around when it's ready and it gets relief. So the imbalance is what I like to discover in people in the water. So
you have explained to me in the past, but I think it's really fascinating, the benefits of training in the water. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, the lack of gravity. You mentioned the buoyancy and support. You mentioned the complete resistance range of motion. And again, these not to use big words, but I mean, it's fascinating to me someone who's been in the industry for over 30 years and been really kind of an old school exerciser to jump in the water with you, and literally you had my heart racing in 30 seconds. And not that you do that for everybody, but as an athlete, somebody who still competes on the track, I was just really fascinated by how impactful this training was. And so you can really go from 0 to 100, if you will, in terms of the level of intensity with this training. Explain a little bit about how that works in the water with the tools that you have.
Well, these tools are non-buoyant, so that means when you put them in the water, they won't float. So they're drag equipment. That means you can push and pull in any direction through the water, and you're going to get resistance. So number one, that works because we don't have to fight buoyancy. So it's the pure muscle mass force of the person with the drag equipment that creates their personalized workout. So these right here, these are like colanders. Basically, the water flows through them. There's a grip down on the inside, and so they look like little bells right here.
Show them up, yeah.
So we have a grip spot in the middle, and basically these can go forward and back in the water. They can go side to side. You can do circle motions with these, and it increases your drag. This is the smallest fin size. We have a middle size with bigger fins, and then the massive blue ones, which is the biggest fin. So you can use these for different things. Someone like I got you in there, and went fast with these small ones,
right?
Because they're designed to go faster. The blue ones, you had to slow down. You were really working. It recruited many more muscles than just your main movers in the water. So it created your core stability. Everything had to work.
And by the way, we are videotaping this interview, so when you get a chance, it will be posted to our Facebook page at Wellgate Sports Club. So we invite you to go check that out. In fact, we had done a spot with Linda Bott, who is one of your clients in the water, who was gracious enough to help us out with that spot. And a lot of these tools are explained in detail and actually demonstrated in our pool. So we invite you to go take a look at that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, great.
So your office is the pool.
Yes.
And I would imagine there's some benefit to having that be salt water, and the benefits of salt water on the skin and the respiratory system versus chlorine. But talk a little bit about where this kind of training would come into play. Is it good for athletes? Is it just for folks with, functional problems? How does this fit into a regular complete wellness program?
Well, I like to use it as much as possible with everyone that I can possibly use it with. These here, the ones I just described to you all, is something you have to hold. The other component to this equipment are Velcro straps that go around the wrist or the ankles with large, small fins on them. So someone with arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension that cannot grip, or should not grip, they can put the resistance on their extremities, and they too can have that extra resistance. So even if someone is struggling with constant chronic pain all over their body and then cannot do the impact, we can put them in this equipment and they can use it. And then it goes all the way through to your cross trainers and your weekend athletes, the people training for events, someone who wants to have a break from the regular grind of gravity or weightlifting. So it fits everywhere in between. And I like to say that, too, when I've trained with this equipment at my therapy conferences, I'm in the water with physical therapists that have never used the water before. Mm. And they're learning about the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they prefer this equipment because it's not buoyant. So impingements in the upper extremities and the neck, they don't have to work so hard to fight the buoyancy. So, I mean, that's a good question, but there's a huge answer for that. So it kind of fits everybody in there.
Now, you mentioned some interesting physical differences about training in the water versus training on the land in terms of the impact on the spine and the joints. Can you elaborate what some of the benefits of being in the water are?
Sure. Number one, there is that buoyancy. So when we get into the water, we no longer have our center of gravity. We have our center of buoyancy. So right away, someone has to work on their own stabilization, which is typically inner core, to find their center of buoyancy. And the water gives us resistance in every direction. So it's somewhat about 12 times that resistance of air.
Really?
The water.
Wow.
Now, that's only just moving. That's just the viscosity alone. That's the thickness of the water. When you start pushing and pulling and add drag equipment and your own speed, then you're creating
more resistance. Right.
So it's endless. I wish we could measure it somehow.
Right.
But so, yes, so we reduce gravity. So someone with the aches and pains, I call it the awe factor when you get in. You know, you're having a break from this gravity, which for some people it's a beast.
Right.
Pulls on them every day. So that's one of the wonderful things about it. Now, the work I do with people is typically vertical. So that also can create, the deeper we go, it can create more alleviation, a little bit of traction for the spine.
Now, you also mentioned that core and activating the core is really involved in almost all the
everything.
Exercises that you do because of that buoyancy and the lack of real gravity.
Yes.
that generally stabilizes us, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what I love about the water. It's like my secret little friend that just pushes everybody off balance. So when we do different moves, you can't not work your core.
Right.
So it's just like an internal strengthening of the core versus doing, you know, crunches and all the wonderful things that we can do. But people start to heal from the inside out. So that's a wonderful thing for someone with a spinal injury, a deep abdominal surgery, incision, some sort of dysfunction in there. That's a wonderful thing for them.
And just to be clear, the core is not just your stomach muscles.
Correct.
The core, you know, really ranges from the bottom of your chest all the way down through your hips and includes hip flexors, your psoas, glutes, back, and your stomach and oblique muscles, right? So there's a whole range of muscle groups that are activated in the water that you normally don't activate if you're in an isolated machine. And again, not that these machines are bad for people, but that if you're looking for something that's going to really approach the whole body,
right?
This is really something unique.
It is. It works everything. I like to actually tell my clients from the shoulders down to the knees is your core.
Okay.
A lot of people look at me and say, oh, darn, that's a lot of work. So one point to make here is that this equipment, especially the Velcro, can work on removed extremities. So let's say someone has an amputation.
Ah, yes.
We can put these on them.
Yes.
And they can still work their core, just like somebody that has these around their ankles. So whenever we load the extremities, the core has to work.
We only have a couple minutes left, and as usual, the time flies by. I want to mention that Kathleen has had 17 years as a certified aquatic fitness professional. So this is not something she just picked up. She's a certified personal trainer, continuous specialty certifications in a variety of aquatic therapy and rehabilitation practices. Aqualogics trainer, which is a lot, where a lot of this equipment comes from. She had to be specially trained in that. So, you know, this is something where we at Wellgate are very privileged to have her as part of our team.
Thank you.
She does land training as well, but most of what she does is in the water. This is also, folks, not only one-on-one, but she does small group training.
Yes.
Which is kind of infuses the social aspect to this.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite you to come to Wellgate and check it out and just talk to Kathleen. She's there all the time and available.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you. I mean, we could talk for hours on this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have you back.
Thank you so much, Rich.
I really appreciate this. So, again, we're at the end of our time, another show that has flown by. We hope that this has been beneficial to you. And, folks, thank you so much for continuing to provide us with this positive feedback on the things that you want to hear about. We will be back in 2 weeks. This is Rich Novelli, your host of Wellgate Wellness, hoping that you have an enjoyable weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama wrapping up a security summit yesterday here in the nation's capital, and he warned that ISIS has become the world's most active extremist group and that all nations are at risk.
As ISIL is squeezed in Syria and Iraq, we can anticipate it lashing out elsewhere, as we've seen most recently and tragically in countries from Turkey to Brussels.
The president spoke at the close of a nuclear summit here in Washington yesterday. In Brussels, a Belgian federal police spokesman says tougher security measures will be in effect when limited passenger service resumes tomorrow at the Brussels airport in the aftermath of last month's terrorist attack. For now, airport company CEO Arnaud Fife says only cars and taxis will be allowed.
All vehicles, private or taxis, must use the front park P2 of the airports.
The government urged health officials around the country on Friday to get ready now in case there are outbreaks of the mosquito-borne Zika virus in the U.S. this summer.